cover letter, and with the certified check. That evening at anchor aboard the busted Flush, the three flotation associates were edgy. For Meyer, it was simple empathy. He knew the risks they were taking. Joe Palacio had a chance to make a new career in his adopted land. Bobby Guthrie had a wife and 5 kids to worry about. The three of them had periods of contagious enthusiasm, and then they would get the doubts and the glooms and the hollow laughter. If it worked on a very small scale in the scavenged bathtub, that didn't mean it was going to work out in Hawk Channel in the Straits of Florida in 75 feet of ocean. In the morning, we went south down Big Spanish, past No Name Key and under the fixed bridge between Bahia Honda Key and Spanish Harbor Key. Then the overladen Flush was out in the deeps, and we had a 9-mile run at about 220 degrees to lonely little Lou Key across a slow heave of greasy swell. Soon, I was able to pick up the red marker on Lou with the glasses. On the way, while on automatic pilot, I had figured out the quickest and best way to run if things blew up too suddenly. I would pour on all the coal and run just a shade east of magnetic north, perhaps 8 degrees, and if I could manage to make 8 knots, I could tuck the Flush into newfound harbor channel.